The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, she is a childless cat lady. It's Professor Beth Olchar. Her shirt told me so.
And a left-handed childless cat lady at that.
Left-handed.
Sacrilege.
Wow, that's a big deal. Gifted. That is a big deal.
Gifted.
Or just demonic.
Yeah,
both. You don't look so demonic.
Nothing wrong with
but
that.
But I still remember whenever it is you started learning cursive, so I want to say like third or fourth grade,
yeah.
You're never going to have neat handwriting because you're left-handed.
Mm. Jeez.
And I was like, well, I'll show you, you know.
Well, I'm right-handed and I've never had neat handwriting.
I have neat handwriting precisely because of that. It was like an act of rebellion.
Rebellion makes for good situations. I don't know what else to say, you know?
I was really upset by that.
Yes, I completely understand that. I had to write the lowercase letter K like 150 times in second grade on the board. That was very short. How am I supposed to get up to the top of the board? Oh, jeez. It did not help,
these
by the way.
Things that scar you for life and you
Seriously.
Don't find out about until
no,
you're
it's true.
A little older.
This is why everybody goes to therapy because of their parents, right?
No, that's the truth. That is
and
the
they're
truth.
Grade school teachers. So.
Yep. Professor Dave Chow, I'm sure, will no doubt tell us that someone said that he would never amount to anything in the world of illustration.
That was my wife yesterday. What are you talking about?
Marcy is too nice. To
she knows me better than
like that.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Just stop it. So how are things in the world of illustration?
Busy. Very busy.
Illustratively.
Illustrative.
Yes. Doing Ford commercials again.
And anything that we might see during the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not just yet. They've got some bids and proposals. We'll see what happens.
All right. Very nice. Professor Dan Maggio is here with us. What's going on, Dan?
I was short, too.
What he was.
You were short in grade school?
Well, I just, you know, I had to fill the whole board before I could stop. Oh. And it's like when you're a second grader or whatever, how can you reach the top?
I was the third shortest kid in grade school.
Were you really?
Well, tell us, does it help with curling to be close to the ice?
I don't know. I don't curl very well, so.
Oh, you have fun, though.
It depends on how you deliver. Some deliver very, like, low and parallel to the ground. Others more upright. I'm just lucky to get, not fall down.
Yeah, I was thinking being 6'10 and curling would be very difficult.
Well, seriously.
Like Manute Bowl would not be a good bowler, right? So.
Our Professor Jim Tubbs is here with us today.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good, good.
Professor Stephen Manning is here, dog wrangler extraordinaire. You got like a bear of a dog. So
yes, he's big.
I had a Great Pyrenees when I was a kid, and she was 160 pounds.
Wow!
So
wow.
My friend has had three of those. Has one currently. They're great dogs.
That is a bear.
His eyes are like piercing.
Blue.
That's what I always say. Yeah,
they are. Probably a better.
And we just heard about Professor Danielle Maxwell growing up with Great Pyrenees.
Yes, a Great Pyrenees, 160 pounds of fluff.
That is a big dog. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay, dear professors, I hope these 20 varied questions will come in handy for your new shows, as I've had a hoot hitting the random button on Wikipedia. Oh, per Professor Miles' suggestion. Oh, I thought everybody knew about that. The random rabbit holes one is bound to find and dive into are limitless. As always, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your fine show.
Random rabbit holes. That kind of sounds like the discussions in my class sometimes.
Okay, bioethics. As always, thanks for allowing me to be a part of your fine show. Sincerely, Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington. Thanks for sending the questions, Bev. From the Wright brothers' flight to Apollo 11 landing on the moon, how many years passed?
So 69 to
1903 to
1963. I have more than 43.
Never mind,
66 years is what it says.
66.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Why did I have 1920 in my head?
The singularity is coming. It just takes less and less time to do more fantastical things.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right? I thought you were going down Star Trek, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
At any given moment, I don't think we've ever had anything like this on our show before. At any given moment, what percentage of the world is legally drunk?
13.
No. 22.
So it's very much smaller than the number 13.
That'd be scary. Okay.
2%.
It's very much smaller than 2.
0.5%.
Thank goodness. Okay.
I'll give it to you. It's 0.7 based on the current world population. That means 55 million people are legally drunk in any given minute.
Well, when you put it that way.
That doesn't sound so bad.
I'm going to look in Professor Maxwell's direction because she's not there yet. That's your hint. At what age do most Americans stop caring about pop music?
30.
I'm giving it to you. It's 33 on average. 33 is when you don't care.
What do they move to at that point?
That's a good question.
Oldies.
NPR.
And why?
So check with me in 6 years and see if I still like Taylor Swift.
6 years.
Why does anyone ever have to give up on...
What is it?
Pop music.
Maybe the pop artists are like too young for them or something.
Or they just
don't
relate anymore.
Right.
Do they make a distinction between like pop and rock?
Yeah, rock is rock. Pop is more like something that's brand new. I was reminded immediately of something one of my friends from high school posted on Facebook this last week. Don't get in my car expecting to hear new music. I don't know them songs. That covers all the bases. There you go.
I mean, and usually pop is softer, so fewer harder guitars than...
Yeah, that's true.
I will admit, I did, while I was staring at my phone, playing with my phone, waiting for trick-or-treaters, I actually watched a video of the Partridge Family.
Aw, that's cool.
Because I couldn't really remember what they sounded like, and I was like, you know, David Cassidy had a decent voice.
He absolutely did.
And of course, I had such a huge crush on him, and I wanted to be Lori Partridge. I had my little piano, and I had my little outfit. I used to put on their records and pretend to play the. This is really embarrassing.
And of course, Shirley Jones had been singing for decades.
Dave is having heart palpitations. Speaking of hearts. Which blood type do mosquitoes prefer more? Type O or A?
I'm going to say A.
O.
You know, it says O here by over twice as much.
Really?
It's the universal donor, right?
It's the universal donor.
But twice as much?
How did they determine that?
Well, O negative is universal donor.
Did they ask? Because they got people putting their arms.
And then they kind of see which way they... The mosquito.
Don't they prefer females?
I don't know about that.
That would explain a lot.
So if mosquito were to bite me, are they going to be hungry an hour and a half from now?
Stop it.
Sorry.
Something about the scent or something? I don't know.
Sorry.
How many U.S. presidents did QE2 work with during her reign?
Oh,
well,
11,
a billion since it, yeah. Let me see. 52. So
Truman,
Mike.
Eisenhower.
Hold on, hold on.
Count them out, huh?
Johnson, Nixon, Ford,
Carter,
Reagan,
Bush.
Clinton,
Bush again,
and
Obama.
Jim's running out of fingers.
Take
your shoes off.
Obama and then Trump. Ooh. The one Princess Anne didn't want to come to meet. And then
Smart
15. 14.
So, I mean, close. It says 16 here is what it
16.
Says. But you did it pretty hardcore.
Ooh, thank goodness. I'm kind of glad Jim took his other shoe off.
Counting his fingers and toes.
Well, hopefully you didn't have to count 21.
Which is older? Think fast. The University of Oxford or the Aztec Empire?
Aztec.
Says the University of Oxford was formally founded around 1096 was the year. The Aztec Empire started in 1428, so technically it predates it by 400 years.
Wow.
That's incredible. How did you get tenure back then?
I don't know, because the first thing I think of is like, how do we know the University of Oxford was founded around 1096?
Well,
like, was there letterhead
play?
I mean, come on.
And then, so how do you incorporate the Aztec Empire? What, you know, like go file a patent or something? What?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Lady of the Lake rose up and announced that you got tenure.
This is no basis for a system of government.
God.
Three NFL teams have two initials for their city on their helmets. What are they?
New York Giants.
The Giants.
Kansas City
Chiefs.
San Francisco
49ers. Wow. Right in a row. What was the first film to win the Razzie, a.k.a. the Golden Raspberry, which, of course, is the antithesis to the Oscars?
It was Showgirls.
Can you give us a year?
It doesn't say. It was actually way before that. I think
Willy
this was
Wonka.
In the 70s. It was even before that.
Oh,
70.
Was it Love Story?
No, no, no. What was that one with Valerie Perrine?
No.
And the Village People.
Oh, my gosh. How did you know that? It was the Village People movie called Can't Stop the Music.
Can't Stop, thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Valerie Perrine
you
started.
You disturbed me, Dave.
Terry Gar died.
Deeply. I know. Just recently, I'm broken hearted.
I know. Aww, gotta watch Young Frankenstein in her honor. Absolutely.
I wanted to watch that Letterman episode where she took a shower live on air.
Frankenstein. Now, let's not mince words here. What movie garnered the most Razzie nominations the year it was nominated?
Showgirls.
Showgirls. 16 total nominations. One of the worst movies ever made.
It was pretty bad.
Who was in it?
Elizabeth Berkley. And who cares after that?
Gina Gershon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
That almost ranks up there with what Geely, right?
So. Yeah.
These people all have something in common.
They
Senator John Fetterman, ex-Michigan and former NFL quarterback Chad Henne, and performer Taylor Swift. What do they have in common?
Same about their birthdays.
Not their birth date.
Where they were born.
Dan's Kitchen again.
Where they were born. Pretty close to where Dan is from.
Erie, Pennsylvania. Somewhere. Yeah.
Not Erie,
Taylor
but
Swift was Lancaster. Pittsburgh?
It says West Reading. I'm not exactly sure where that is.
West Reading.
But still. They're all from West Reading.
I didn't know that. Not being a Swiftie.
I only recognize the last name on that list.
You don't even know who Chad Henne is? I thought
I
you were a Michigan
know
fan.
Who that
you're
is.
That quarterback.
Oh, I don't know who that is either. Oh. Don't feel bad.
There's only been one host of the TV show Survivor.
Jeff Probst.
Yes, that is true.
There's actually a CCS alum on the show right now.
Really? Yes. Oh, you got to tell me who it is.
She's the graphic designer.
Have never missed an episode.
Her last name is Lamont.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. That's cool.
She's still hanging in there. So
there's a board game version of that.
There is?
Because I got Drew kicked me off the island.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
When we played with a group of friends, he's like, well, you were the biggest threat. And I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense.
But again, think about shows like that. Missing Link or what was that show? Was that the one I'm thinking of? Weakest Link. They would always vote off the smartest person.
Missing Link,
Weakest Link. It's about the same, right?
Well, Beth, when you got kicked off the island, where did you go?
To retrieve a shotgun.
I think that may have been the end of the game for me, as far as
the marriage.
Oh,
gosh. Who is the patron saint of sleep? I can give you a few hints here. She's
Saint
also,
Morpheus.
That's not what it says. She's also
Danielle,
the patron saint.
Danielle, who
are
you worshiping last night?
Of what?
Mental health issues.
Mental health issues?
Irish saint.
Saint Bridget?
Nope.
Saint Agatha.
Starts with a D.
Deirdre.
No, but that's great.
Dreama.
Daphne?
Dreama.
Daphne.
I knew a Dreama. Went to high school with
Dorothy.
Not Daphne, but you're getting into where the original Gaelic comes from to give us a name like Daphne. I don't know if there's anything I can do.
Daphne.
Dorothy?
Dymphna is her name. Dymphna.
Dymphna.
Comfort to those suffering from insomnia and restless nights.
That's it. We got to put on the rosary
and
beat on.
Before there were heavy drugs, you had to.
Or not enough heavy drugs.
You had Dymphna.
Say her name 100 times.
All Saints Day.
What, you clutch like 100 Ambien or something like that?
That'll work.
What Michigan city was the destination for Seinfeld characters Kramer and Newman to cash in on the 10-cent bottle return?
Was it Romulus?
To New York's 5-cent bottle return.
That's hilarious.
Was it Romulus, was it?
Grand
Rapids?
It was
not Romulus. It was a Grand Rapids.
Kalamazoo.
Nope.
Oh.
Saginaw.
It was Saginaw.
Saginaw.
I'm like, why would you drive all the way from New York? But I think that the deal was that they would have been going through Canada.
Yeah, that would make sense. They would cross the Blue Water Bridge.
Yep, yes. Exactly.
That was also the show with JFK's golf clubs.
I'm sorry. That was a great episode. Oh, my gosh. That was so great. What is Argentinian nurse Violet Jessup's huge claim to fame?
Oh, she was on all three of the sister ships of, the Titanic, the Olympic, and the Britannic.
That's exactly right.
She was on the Olympic when it had a collision with a destroyer. She was on the Titanic when it went down, but she was saved. Then she was a nurse on the Britannic, which was a Hospital ship in yep. when it hit a mine and sank in the Aegean. Wait a
minute. So is she like the Typhoid Mary of ocean
waves? Yeah, I can't believe this woman's allowed to get on board a ship again.
She decided not to get on any more ships after that.
I was going to say, if I knew she was on the Mansa.
She was landlocked for the rest of her life.
Bye. Yeah, lady, you're moving to Iowa.
Oh my gosh. Who is older, Simon or Garfunkel? I'll give you a clue. It's actually only by a few days.
Garfunkel.
It says Paul Simon is older.
At a 50-50 shot, we got it wrong.
Oh,
we
well.
Were all so convinced.
He was born 13 of October, 1941. Art Garfunkel was born November 5th, 1941. Wait,
so how old are they now? So there's
41, so they're 83 years old. Does that make sense?
That doesn't seem
And weird. Paul Simon doesn't think, I've read, he doesn't think Simon and Garfunkel did anything particularly extraordinary in music.
I would say
I'm like,
they did.
Are you out of your freaking mind? So are we celebrating
I would say Garfunkel's they defined a generation.
They
I agree.
Were great songwriters.
We've got other things to do.
Stephen Colbert now has a bit after he does his monologue. You've seen this? The Sound of Science. And he has the two of them with their mouths singing.
The sound of science. It's pretty good. I got to say. Yeah. Actually, I got to bring up, too, because I think we already did on a previous show, but recently, John Oliver on HBO, last week tonight, has seized upon that I voted sticker that is being given out in Michigan with the Transforming Werewolf. And he thinks it's the greatest thing ever, and he's having extra copies made, and he's giving them out all over the country, and I think that's great.
His most recent episode was a rewriting of Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American.
I think I heard this.
Oh, it was so funny.
I think I heard this.
It was hysterical.
Absolutely hilarious. That guy, there's something about his tone of voice.
Is that basically the only song that Donald Trump can get the rights to play at his rallies?
Pretty much, yeah. Everybody else.
Which is unfortunate because I actually think it's not a bad
song.
It's just so propagandic. Yeah.
What's become of it is not very nice.
Right. It's been used as basically a sort of chintzy propaganda.
We're going to go around the table. We haven't done this in a long time, but it'll be fun, I think. I'll ask how many USS Intrepids the United States Navy has had in its existence, and everybody gets one guess.
Wait a minute. So we can't go Starfleet on this?
Nope.
No
Starfleet. There have been multiple Intrepids in Starfleet.
NCC 1701A.
An Intrepid's a boat?
It is a boat.
Okay.
Since it's the Navy, I think that's a pretty good guess.
Boats. How many boats?
Not Jeff.
Jeff boats.
Four.
We got four?
I'll go five.
Five?
13.
13?
Nine.
When I was in the Navy, the Intrepid was the
aircraft carrier.
It was the thing in my group.
Yeah.
So how many
were there? Come on.
I only thought there was the one.
Okay, we got one, and?
I'll go three then.
Okay, well, Beth was first with four. That's exactly correct. It was four Intrepids.
Well, you know.
I guess.
So what were they? Were they all this? Yeah. Well, obviously they were the same craft, right? So
no, they were. They mothballed one and made a new one.
So I'm sure there's like a wooden boat to an aircraft carrier to a puddle jumper.
I assume they're all aircraft carriers.
Probably.
Possibly.
I'm thinking
but
like,
they could be destroyers or a sub.
Or if they could have been around for the 1700s or whatever. I mean,
we didn't have a navy in this.
We Canadians still don't. So
we had pirates. We had privateers, but not really a navy until
1812. No, we had a navy in the Revolutionary War.
But not much of one.
Well,
they were private mercenary ships that were pretty much...
Okay, how many Merrimacks were there, right?
That was
the least one.
Okay.
If you got in trouble on my boat ship,
yes,
which was a destroyer, you were highlined, which means you were put in this bucket and, you know, across the water, churning water below you, to the Intrepid, which is where the brig was when we were out to sea.
Jeez.
And that's where the Marines were. The
no,
Marines
thank
were
you.
The...
So you were in a carrier group?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy.
That'll keep you fly, you know, on the straight and narrow.
I can remember at night when you weren't on duty, sitting on the deck of my boat, destroyer, watching planes land and take off from the aircraft carrier right across from us.
Mm.
Wow. Cool.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, the way they trap those things with that big giant rubber band.
Yeah, that's cool.
Pretty impressive.
That's very cool.
Professors, how many years did the Maxwell Motor Company last until it was acquired by the Chrysler Corporation?
12.
21.
It was 21 years exactly.
21 years exactly.
1904 to 1925. Ooh. How many minutes until Stellantis goes completely out of business?
Or how
that
many
was
more,
the next question.
How many more minutes before the Chrysler Corporation loses that badge?
Well, that's what I'm getting at right now. Because the UAW Chrysler. Has got Stellantis in their sights right now.
Well, just what about the Chrysler nameplate itself? Wasn't right. It? They're only, what, right. making the Pacifica right now. It's the only right. vehicle.
That's right. 90%. We've definitely never had this one before. 90% of the world's lentils come from what country?
And it's not France.
It's not the United States, and it's not France.
Brazil.
India.
Canada. My homeland.
It's Canada.
Saskatchewan. It's got to be.
Saskatchewan, the land of lentils. It's that's why
the land of
the
gas.
No kidding.
You don't have a navy, but you got beans.
You're darn right.
No navy, but we got beans. So,
if you go to Saskatchewan, is that part of their kind of cuisine?
No, it's the
or
big
do they just export them
They
all?
Have poutine on one side.
Yeah, they have poutine on one side.
And cheese curds in Alberta and the gravy side. Over in Manitoba.
Dan, the way I thought about it is, if I was watching like Food Network, you know there's a lentil festival somewhere. You sure. know? I mean, there's just
there's,
got
to there's gotta gotta be.
There's a prune festival in California.
Ooh. Well,
that makes sense. In general, titanium is considered to be too expensive of a metal to use in the manufacturing of automobiles. But one model, make and model, says, not for us. We think it's great to include titanium in their exhaust systems due to heat resistance and great strength. What haughty make and model uses titanium in its exhaust system?
Ferrari? Porsche or Lamborghini?
You know, it is not a luxury car.
Oh.
It is a sports car.
Your Ford Flex.
No.
I was going to say the Flex, yeah.
Is it a Porsche?
Corvette.
It's the Corvette. Oh, Dan's okay. on a roll. Yeah, it's a Corvette. I mean,
it's
I don't
American.
Know what model year it is, but they say they use titanium, so that's kind of a big deal.
In the exhaust system.
What was the name of Sir Ernest Shackleton's ship on his ill-fated Antarctic trek?
Oh, I know this. Oh, what was this?
It's a great name, too, for a ship.
It is.
Endeavor.
It's like running into a woman named Patience. It's just sort of like, wow,
that's
awesome.
Are we going to start doing naming ships that start with I again?
Is it called the Lucky Lady?
The Ice Queen.
Is it the ship that was in National Treasure that they found? Is that?
No, the Charlotte. I thought of the Charlotte, too. But the joke I was going to make is everything's going to be all right.
Oh, it's not the Intrepid, was it?
It's also the Intrepid.
It's not the Intrepid.
It's not the Incontinent.
No. Will you stop it?
He has a
it's
life.
Like
Artica
or something.
What was that?
Like Artica. Or
No. It's nothing having to do with being cold.
Not the Beagle.
It's a classic, old school, basically English, you know, style name. For
Eleanor.
A ship. Not a woman's name.
Oh.
Olympia.
Starts with an E.
Endeavor.
No, but you're so.
Endgame.
Excelsior. No.
The Endgame. The Excelsior. Yeah.
Eggplant.
You've
the
like,
Echidna.
You're the dancing all
Edgar.
Around it.
The Edgar.
The Esmeralda. No, that's
egg
not.
Eggplant.
So it is a, gosh, I'm trying to think of the
Intrepid?
Right collective. I mean, yeah, forget it.
So it's kind of a noble name.
We said that already.
We had Endeavor.
Excellence.
But that's about as close as we're going to get it.
The Enterprise.
It was the Endurance.
Endurance. That's it.
Endurance. I knew it started with EN.
When I was looking over at Dan, like the everything's going to be
the Erie PA.
Oh, my God.
They have a wonderful display of that at the.
Wait, for real?
At the zoo.
Oh, no
way. We went to the Detroit Zoo a few weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, the Arctic exhibit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have it there. Yeah, that's right.
They have pieces of the Endeavor or an Endurance?
No pieces, but the history and a lot of black and white. There was a guy on that, I think his name was Mackie, took a lot of photographs.
Huh. I saw the photographs. I don't know who took them, but...
I think it was a guy named Mack.
Aren't they putting in a bunch of like trails and
they are? They're adding
stuff.
Perhaps we should adjourn to the zoo.
Zoo trip.
Yeah, it's time to go check the zoo out.
We should go tape there.
But have you gone to the Penguin House yet?
I mean, I will tell you quite frankly, considering three young kids, we went to the zoo every 10 seconds back in the day. But the bottom line is, I have not been to the zoo since the pandemic.
Wow.
Yep.
I've never been to the Detroit Zoo.
We had
never
either.
Been
we
to the Detroit Zoo.
I know,
Zoo?
That's really
oh, it's
terrible.
A great
we're
zoo.
Getting in the car. We're going there right now, and then we're going to Browners. There has been, and I think this is a fantastic way to use our final minutes here, this bit on the radio show I listened to where someone admitted that they had never been to Bronner's, but they are a lifelong 40-year-old Detroiter. And so it's a little bit of a, you know, gentle joke. It's just sort of like, what is something that, you know, as they say, you lose your Detroit card because you haven't done or seen. And I wondered what your reactions to that would be, because
you haven't been to Motown.
I have never been to the Motown
to West
Museum.
Grand Boulevard.
That's wonderful.
No. I haven't either.
Well, oh, my
to
God.
Go back there to Studio A and together. Think about okay. all of those groups that had to reserve time to record in there.
It's true.
And the floor
yeah.
worn away in the engineer's booth because yeah. they were all keeping time. And yeah. I mean, you get to
that's
be in
cool.
the studio where Diana Ross and the Supremes.
We had a guest for that wedding in September. I tried to go and you couldn't get in.
Yeah, it's like booked a lot.
I mean, I think you have
to. Yeah, they've just renovated and added a huge section to the back of it.
Yeah.
But they've kept the original building intact where Berry Gordy lived upstairs and
right.
had the studios downstairs. Right. But
I think you got to get tickets way in advance.
Yeah, it's
yep.
to go.
Well, it was closed for a good while they were renovating,
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Built up.
Yeah, so what do you all think? What's something that, you know?
I guess the new thing is the Michigan train station, if you haven't been there.
Yeah, the DIA, that'd be a good...
That. DIA's on the list, I'd say, absolutely.
The tamales place.
Tamales, yep.
Which absolutely. One? I give you
Evie's.
A list.
Evie's.
We go to Evie's.
See, I also told her about Tamalera, you know, the Nuevo.
You gave me lots of recommendations. Nuevo. I'm very excited about this.
I'd say the Dawson Museum in Belle Isle in general.
Oh, I've been there many, many times.
Sorry, my wife works there, so I...
Oh, you're trying to think of places people haven't been?
No, it's like
you lose your Detroit card,
if we
your
find
street
out you
cred.
Haven't been there,
oh,
we start
I
to
see.
Doubt whether you're a Detroiter.
It's like me,
you know.
Not having gone to the zoo.
Yeah.
Pewabic pottery.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. That makes
so
sense.
Gorgeous.
I haven't been to any of these places.
How about Belle Isle in
oh, yeah.
general?
Yeah, Belle Isle in general.
Belle Isle in general. Mm-hmm. Bronner's, I mean, I would hate to say this, but on the top 10 for the state,
probably.
I'd say Bronner's is probably on the list.
Mackinac
is up there.
Is it like Culver's is in Wisconsin?
No.
Bronner's?
Bronner's
is
everything Christmas.
Oh, and they have a Halloween section.
Is it in Frankenmuth?
It's in Frankenmuth.
Okay.
It's next to the Outlet Mall.
You know what? For being near Frankenmuth and in a German area, they don't have any traditional German ornaments.
Rathskeller and stuff.
So I really don't like
food.
I don't like
the
ornaments that they have.
No, it's true. I
would much rather get like the old wooden German ornaments, but they don't carry them.
Either that or, you know, I don't know if you've ever checked it out, Dan, but check out their catalog, because they get a ton more stuff in the catalog than they do in the store.
Yeah, they import stuff from all over
now,
the world.
Now, it's possible they have them and I miss them because it's kind of big.
Three
kind
football
of, there's
field.
A lot going
three
on.
Three football
kind
fields
of
and Christmas decorations.
Oh.
Actually, now that I realize I'm getting a vibe that you haven't been there, we're also going to... We're definitely going to Bronner's.
And we're getting the fried chicken.
You got
to
go get
there.
Some roasted chicken,
and
too,
how much glitter are you going to walk out there attached to you?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the best part.
Well,
Beth loves Christmas decorations.
I do have Dan and I have a weakness for Christmas decorations, which is part of the reason why we're such good friends.
I have so many, though. I can't have any more.
Okay, just to let Danielle know, you know, in the arts and crafts community, you know, glitter is considered the herpes of the crafts community. So.
Put it in the same category
glitter
as Comic Sans.
Glitter is considered the herpes.
My nieces and nephews this year, they put glitter in my birthday card and opened it up in the car, not knowing there was glitter.
Oh.
And I love it. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
That's good for you.
Get disco car.
Disco car.
Professors, I'm so sorry. Our time has come to say goodbye, Danielle.
Adios.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Farewell.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Beth.
Bye.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.